5 red flags that you are dating a narcissist. Now, I've had an experience of this myself. It was a number of years ago where I went out with a girl and there were certain traits that I saw that were some that I'd never seen before and caused me to really question myself and wonder whether things were my fault or my responsibility and what I was doing wrong. But I noticed that there are these different flags and I saw different flags, but here are 5 of them if you want to know if you are actually dating a narcissist. Now, the first one is this superiority and entitlement. They will believe that they are superior to you. They have something greater to give. They have something greater. There's more to them than there is to you, right? They're bigger, greater, better than you. And that's definitely going to make the relationship have an expiry date on it, because it's only a matter of time where that starts to create problems. So there's the superiority. There's also the entitlement. I remember actually going out with another girl once, one of my past partners, and we were in the line for the club and we were there waiting in line to get in, and I was just waiting patiently, and then she turns and looks to me and goes, "Why are we in line? I don't wait in lines," right? So this is this sense of entitlement. I deserve some larger piece of the pie. I deserve things that other people don't because I'm me. And there's no reason for it, or there's no warranty for it. It doesn't warrant, it's not warranted for her to have this entitlement that they have, or she or he. So that's the first sign, is superiority and entitlement. The second red flag is going to be this excessive need for validation and approval. So they will always need to be validated and approved of. And if you don't validate them and approve of them, then that really starts to affect their self-esteem and it goes down in a big way, right? And so they will do things to get that validation and approval. They will need to be seen a certain way. Maybe they, you know, have to be dressing a certain way, or maybe they take extra effort and energy to make sure that they do get that validation and approval. And if they don't, then it really affects their self-esteem. People who are narcissistic, by the way, they are actually very insecure in themselves. So this is why they're doing these things. Now, the third red flag, what is that? It is this excessive need for control. They will need to control you. They will need to tell you what to do. They will say what you can or can't do. And it could be early in the relationship, could be late in the relationship, but you will feel controlled by them. And you will feel the fear underneath that, because underneath control is fear, because that's the insecurity, right? Now, the fourth red flag, what is that? That will be regarding boundaries. So they will know very well where your boundaries end and where theirs start, and they will push your boundaries as far as they can take them. So they might not be very patient with you. You know, they might not be treating you the way that you are treating them. They might be ignoring you. They might have this need to play on their phone all the time and ignore you. They will do things until you really make it a problem. And when you make it a problem, it's probably going to be your fault and not theirs. That is something to look out for. You know, I've had people that I know where a friend of mine, you know, he was dating a girl and she was always on her phone and always ignoring him. And he was very patient with her, but she never respected that. Now, the fifth red flag is going to be around taking responsibility and also empathy. So they won't take responsibility for the problems that are created in the relationship. It's never ever any of their fault or any of their responsibility. So problems become very hard to change. And there's really a lack of empathy usually in narcissistic people as well, as part of this fifth red flag. So, you know, you might be going through tough times or you might be struggling to do something, but they won't be able to put themselves in your shoes and see your side of the story. They're gonna really struggle with that. So they're the 5 signs of a narcissistic partner. They're the 5 red flags. So look out for those. You wanna detect them early on, because the source of all of that is this deep dishonesty with the self and this insecurity. And that is not a formula for a relationship. You will need honesty to transform it. Let me know what you think in the comments. Please subscribe, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video.